Кюсти, The Good Samaritan. A scribe came to Jesus and said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? What do you read there? And he answering said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Excellent answer. It's the best answer he could give. And Jesus said, You have answered right. This do, and you shall live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? We find this story in Luke 10. And then from verse 30 onwards, we hear a story. A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Robbers found him, nearly killed him, stripped him of his clothes, took everything away, and left him flat on the ground. A Levite came by, going to the temple. Oh, he saw the blood. Oh, if I touch him, I will be unclean. I cannot do my duty in the temple. Difficult. Went on. Priest came by. Same opinion. Went by. And then a Samaritan showed up on the scene. Now, in those days, Palestine was divided in three areas. In the north, Galilee. In the middle, Samaria. In the south, Judah. And in the quality of the people, Judah number one, Galilee number two, Samaria number three. That's the last of the last. Because it was a mixture of strangers and Jews, and their religion was a mixture, so they were not clean, not pure. Neither in ethics nor in religion. Now, Samaritans were the last, and Pharisees they were on top. Today, the words have different meanings, just the opposite. Now a Samaritan comes here, finds the person who had been slain down by the robbers, takes care of him, pours oil on his wounds, and takes him to a house where he is taken care of, and he pays for that. And then Jesus asks, Now, what do you think? Which one of these three was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Answer of Jesus, Go and do you likewise. Do you likewise. In this story, everything is said. Showing mercy, helping those who are in need. It's good for our soul, even for eternity. Looking at people as Jesus looked at them. Being touched by the trouble someone experiences. Becoming warmed up in a way. For this person. And normally we say, well, I cannot help everybody. Yeah, but if you're just there, you are the one. It's your neighbor. And Jesus told the story to show us what is the best way, how to look at people.